The Beacon by Susan Hill. Read by Maggie Oleranshaw. Chapter 1. May Prime had been with her mother all afternoon, sitting in the cane chair a few feet away from the bed. But suddenly at 7 o'clock, she jumped up and run out of the house and into the yard, and stood staring at the gathering sky, because she could not bear the dying a second longer. And when she returned only a little later, Bertha was dead. May knew it had happened as she walked back into the house, before reaching the bedroom, before seeing her. She knew it from the change in everything, and from the silence. But she still drew in her breath, and a hand went to her mouth when she looked down. The farmhouse was called the Beacon, and they had been born and reared there, Colin, Frank, May and Bernice. But only May had been left for the last 27 years to live with both their parents and then, after their father's death, with their mother alone. 1 week their father had been helping to haul a cow out of a ditch, and the next most of the animals had gone. Bertha Prime had called in a neighbour and had them sent to market. Only the chickens had remained. After that, Bertha had let out the fields. Otherwise, life had stayed the same. There were no animals to feed and milk early and late. And once Frank moved out, no man to do it anyway. It was no longer usual in the 1960s for an unmarried girl to go on living with her parents, their insurance against the deprivations of old age. And if they had ever been asked about it directly, John and after John, Bertha, would have said that they would be more than happy for May to...